Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Pack Possessed by Jay Kirsten. Narrated by Leah Langola and Lance Greenfield. Chapter 1. Sabrina. Arm jerking back from the recoil, I lower the gun with a grimace. Sadly, the only thing the gunshot murdered was my ears. Yet even the ringing can't chase away the echo of Ash's declaration.
You're going to help me fix your mistake and set all of the demons you betrayed free.
Not wolves. Demons. It makes a horrific sort of poetic sense, but I don't have time to delve into it right now. Not with Ash's smug face staring at me, waiting for the tiniest chink in my armor to appear for him to exploit. That's a pretty bold claim. His umber eyes glow with unabashed delight as he brushes off his shirt, drawing attention to the fact that the bullet never pierced the dark haze coating his skin. It simply melted into a corroded, mangled mess that clinks as it hits the floor.
I'm a pretty bold man. Empires weren't built by the weak, after all.
Damien and Hunter edge closer in the circle of snarling hellhounds my other mates have erected around me, the latter taking his stolen gun back from me. But after my failed murder attempt, what happened to Bodim when he attempted to tear Ash's throat out, and how easily Cage was cast aside, they're wise enough to hold back for now, searching for a breach in his defenses. No, they were built on the blood, sweat, and tears of people a hell of a lot stronger than the man taking the credit for their efforts. He clucks his tongue.
As someone with so much blood on her hands, you don't have much room to talk. Either of you. Always prattling on about peace, yet zero hesitation to go straight for the throat.
Shadows dance across his eyes, yet not so much as a sliver of his irises are engulfed.
Lie to yourself all you'd like, but deep down you know that the monotony of peace would drive you insane. You love the thrill that comes with outwitting people that underestimate you. It's one of the things I've always admired most.
Rumbles surround me, and I thread my fingers through St. John's fur, as much for his comfort as for mine. I think you need to start at the beginning. Am I going to trust anything that comes out of his mouth? Hardly. But if life has taught me anything, it's that the best lies are told with a few grains of truth sprinkled in. While Ash isn't directly messing with my head anymore, that doesn't mean I'm thinking clearly after the revelation whiplash Damien's dad just delivered. Between being the reason my parents are dead, Annika really being my sister, shifters being demon-possessed humans, and the unkillable monster smiling in front of me? I need a fucking minute. And there's no better way to stall than giving an evil villain the opportunity to brag about how he outsmarted everyone around him. Lifting the gemstone fragment, he rolls it between two fingers, staring wistfully as if he can watch his memories playing out in the facets.
It's human nature to never know peace. They always hunger for more. Land, power, the list is endless. Even when they have everything most of us could only ever dream of, it's not enough. There's a void in their souls that can never be filled, and since they can't know peace, they ensure no one else is able to either.
Slipping the shard back into his pocket, he holds his hand out in front of his chest. Shadows coalesce on his skin, rising from the surface and taking form like living figures acting out his story in the palm of his hand.
Misery loves company, and thus the first demons crawled out of the void of their blackened souls to help ease their suffering, shedding a fraction of the pain from their shoulders that they were unable to bear. A counterpart for each human, one that saw that they were too blinded by selfishness to understand. The hole in their hearts wasn't something that could ever be filled because it wasn't meant to be.
Flicking my gaze from the humanoid shapes crawling out of the shadowy chests of the originals, I find Ash staring at me intently, and I swear he's able to see right through me to the creature that's holding her breath, completely frozen in place.
If there's nothing in life left for you to desire, to set your sights on obtaining and drive you, then there's no point in living. Once you grow complacent, you've taken the first step into your grave.
Shaking his head, he gives me a rueful smile.
It's their fault we're as powerful as we are. At its core, the world desires balance. The more the humans destroyed themselves, the stronger we became.
Bowden carves a path through the others to take a place at my side with a pained grimace on his canine face as he works his tongue, still trying to shed the acidic taste from his mouth. Stroking a hand down his neck, I absent-mindedly coax his beast into relaxing, using our connection to funnel a little energy his way in a bid to accelerate his healing abilities. It all comes far easier to me than ever before, like the last time Ash was involved and messing with my head. The more directly I focus on a problem, the more the answer eludes me, but my subconscious is able to work 10 steps ahead while I try to catch up. Ash's shadow puppets turn on each other, beheading and setting some of them ablaze in a smoky imitation of being burned alive.
But in true human fashion, they couldn't stand the thought of anything kicking them off of the top of the food chain. History may be written by the victor, but you've seen for yourself that they weren't ashamed of the horrors they committed. Not once have they attempted to hide what they did to those they dubbed witches, werewolves, or the monsters that go bump in the night, nor a plethora of the crimes committed against their own kind. Humans revel in their brutality, sing songs of the slaughters they orchestrated as if they were something to be proud of, yet claim us to be monsters.
His gaze skips to a point over my shoulder.
Care to weigh in, Xander? Or would you rather I be the one to tell your son what other secrets his father kept from him?
I don't turn, unwilling to tear my eyes off of Ash to give him an opening. With a warning sound, Damien spits.
Of course he wouldn't tell me about what he did for Sabrina. He was keeping her safe and away from you.
The nightmares came first,
Xander whispers. And all of Damien's vehement protests shrivel up and die a swift death on his tongue.
The original demons, those of us that could really see people for who and what they were. We have an innate ability to become exactly what someone desires or fears, wringing out maximum suffering to devastate them in a bid to take as much agony from their shoulders in one fell swoop as possible. And naturally, they painted us as the demons that plagued them, the beings that caused their suffering instead of alleviating it.
Damien's voice was little more than gravel.
How do you know that? Why have you never said anything?
Forcing myself not to look, I keep my gaze locked on Ash, unwilling to give him my back. But I grip Damien's wrist tight enough that my nails dig into his skin, reminding him to stay with me in the here and now, to not let Ash win when he's clearly trying to throw Damien off balance by pitting the two of them against each other. A rush of wild energy whips around us as Xander loses his grip on restraining it, but it's nothing compared to the onslaught from Ash when he dropped his mask.
How could I tell you stories about demons running around and not make it sound like a fairy tale? Of the humans who attacked us, murdered my friends and family after all we'd done to help them, and have you think that I was completely insane?
He croaks.
It sounds delusional even to me, and I was there.
A few seconds pass before he adds,
Or do I tell you how I failed? My one purpose was to keep the darkness that consumes the humans in check, but they didn't want to be saved. They wanted to be angry, to lash out at everything like it would ease the ache we couldn't ever fully eradicate. Sins, chameleons, elementals, and any of the other demons they came across, It didn't matter to them that they had no part in managing the humans. Whatever breed of demon the humans came across was cut down without mercy, convincing themselves that if we were purged from existence, they'd finally have peace, despite being the ones always seeking out war. We existed to be their balance, so when they went to one extreme, we were forced to become the other.
Releasing a shaky breath, he whispers,
"How could I look you in the face and admit that I was the same kind of monster as the one that was tormenting you? That I knew and couldn't stop it because, while I hate how Acheron went about things, he wasn't exactly wrong."
Running my hand along Bo's side as a deadly rumble escapes him, I remind myself that this is all a story, that it isn't necessarily true. But it's difficult to hold on to that knowledge when they speak with such conviction and honestly are making a lot of sense. It's almost impossible to keep my eyes open in the face of Xander's pained voice, but with Ash's attention completely wrapped on my face, assessing me, I can't afford to show that he's getting the reaction he wants.
"How could I tell you that you were stronger than those around you? Not because I taught you certain skills sooner, but because you're the son of one of the last original nightmares, when everyone else alive today are ghosts of who they should be," he demands.
And at that, I finally break, eyes closing with my heavy exhale. A different mark for a different kind of alpha. And if Damien is one, so is Cage. His name is a whisper on my lips, and though I can't trust a word that comes out of either of their mouths, I still find myself asking Ash, "So you didn't actually kill his dads because they pushed back about murdering Noah? It was because at least one of his fathers was stronger than the others around here, and you needed the power boost?" The amused smirk he gives me makes me want to drive an ice pick through his eye.
"Not quite. He gave me no choice in the matter, and my hands were tied. He didn't understand that his son getting chosen was an honor, and I couldn't have him interfering when so much was at stake."
My heart plummets into my stomach. Thankfully, Hunter grates the words out that I can't manage to form.
"Chosen? For what?" "For Sabrina, of course,"
Ash states it so matter-of-factly as if we're all completely blind.
"I wanted her to have as much freedom as possible while she could, to live a life unburdened by everything that we are, and I needed time to get a few things squared away anyway. Eventually, though, she'd need to finally come home to where she belongs. You, Damien, and Cage, you were the strongest of your respective packs, and are—"
He clears his throat and corrects himself.
"Sabrina only deserves the best."
Dark eyes rake over my face, blatantly ignoring the agitated sounds of the guys as they all tense with fury, hating that they can't tear his face off.
"It really was a perfect match. You balance her out well. Aurelia was always much too impulsive for her own good. But you, Sabrina, you think things through, can set emotions aside to see the practical side of things. Of all the vessels she could have been bound to, I'm thrilled that it was you."
"Don't throw up. Don't throw up." A low growl reverberates around my skull as my inner wolf, demon, Aurelia, or whatever the fuck I should call her, finally reacts. With it, a slow heat spreads throughout my body, the reminder that I'm not completely helpless, a much-needed comfort in the face of this man. I may have given Damien, Cage, and Hunter a hard time before, but I see it now, even if I wish I didn't. Acheron Wilder doesn't need to lay a single finger on a person to hurt them. He can see exactly what a person fears the most, but rather than relieve that anxiety, he exploits it, as corrupted as the human he condemns. Xander hisses,
"You said Damien was being chosen for a—"
Ash chuckles, cutting him off.
For an arrangement with a female from across the country I was optimistic of negotiating terms with?
Eyes sparkling with laughter, he holds my gaze and grins.
Did I lie, Xander?
Aurelia's low growl in my head rises to headache-inducing levels, but I'm just as pissed that she didn't tell me jack shit either, so I choose to ignore her for the moment. You're a real son of a bitch, you know that? He barks out a laugh.
Of that we're in full agreement. But you have to admit, I chose well. You were miserable until I decided it was time for you to come home and send Adrian to Miss Hawthorne's courting dinner to catch a glimpse of the visage that tormented him.
The desire to burn that smug smile off of his face is so visceral that I take a step forward, only for Hunter to band an arm around my waist and pull me back against him.
He's trying to goad you into reacting without thinking,
he growls, not bothering to whisper.
Don't let him get in your head.
He shakes his head and sighs, amusement falling away as he loses himself in his story again. His eyes suddenly turn glacial as he sets them on me, boring straight into the demon using my body as a shield.
It wasn't until the moment we needed our abilities the most that we realized we barely had any left, thanks to the traitor in our midst. But my deceptively sweet little demon let all of that power go to her head and bit off more than she could chew, didn't she?
My other half flinches back so hard it forces me to mirror the action.
Managed to imprison a good chunk of our army beneath the battlefield at our feet, but those outside of the blast zone?
The dark energy simmering around him begins to writhe in agitation, hazy tendrils snaking around his body.
We're imprisoned in the nearest vessel, the humans we were at war with.
Xander tentatively picks up where Ash left off, and Damien keeps his attention firmly on the volatile demon in front of us instead of his father.
Human bodies weren't made to contain demonic energy. For two souls to reside in the same body, and it resulted in complications. Each branch of demon manifested as a different beast, becoming what we now refer to as shifters. The nightmares became wolves, while the others took on a wide variety of forms. Our children only take after one of their parents, but some of their abilities have become amplified by merging the demonic bloodlines, since we can only reproduce with other demons, and others diluted to the point they're barely more than the shifters of lore.
A throbbing takes up residence in my temple, and I exhale a slow breath. If you think Ash is right, then why did you conspire against him in an attempt to hide me? Ash cocks his head, looking past me.
Yes, Xander, please share.
His voice only slightly wavers as he whispers,
I didn't think it was possible to bring her back. That in your grief and rage you just needed to hold on to the hope in order to keep putting one foot in front of the other. But then you pulled it off and I...
He sighs.
I'm tired. The war was hell on all of us back then. I can't go through that again.
My ears ring as the heat in my veins turns against me, making my entire body feel flushed, and I subtly lean into Hunter. Hot to cold with his temperament, Xander clears his throat, standing straighter.
Sabrina shouldn't have to die for our freedom when she wasn't the one that imprisoned us. Since the human inside of my vessel faded away, it took some time to adjust to the limits of this body, but it's been mine for centuries. The need to be free isn't as important as it once was.
That's why the color in their eyes holds steady. There is no other half warring for dominance. It's simply them, at home in someone else's body. Once I lamented being a defective supernatural. Now I have everything I could only ever dream of. People that love me, are willing to fight for me, and abilities that took my mundane life to the next level and filled it with magic and chaos. But I don't particularly like my current reality either. If we're all possessed, not just by demons, but ones that were dubbed the moniker of nightmares? Maybe that's why I subconsciously destroyed every good thing that came my way before Emmy, especially if the demon in my head was lamenting the fact that she was the reason everyone was cursed and we didn't deserve to be happy. Being miserable and alone is far safer than the pain that comes from having someone you love being used against you. The more my grasp on reality slipped through my fingers, the more I pushed back when I should have embraced the sense of peace that comes from accepting that everything holding us back is an imaginary construct. One of the biggest sources of suffering for humans is failing at the hundreds of expectations society has in place for us. No matter how hard we try, it's never enough. But what if we accept that those standards are bullshit, that they don't really matter in the grand scheme of things? Then there's nothing to hold us back. If you opt out of the game, the only rules you need to play by are your own. Running my hand soothingly over Slade's back this time, I narrow my eyes on Ash's face. His eyes may not give him away like the rest of us, but everyone has a tell. You were messing with our heads before. What's to say you aren't still? Just attempting to manipulate us in the normal sense of the words. He shrugs a single shoulder, ignoring the warning snap of Reed's teeth as he extends a hand in offering, though he keeps his distance, remaining in the threshold.
See for yourself if you don't believe me.
I have no interest in taking anything from you to sit around in my brain like a Trojan horse. The grin he gives me is blinding in its intensity.
I'd expect nothing less. You always were the only one who could give me a run for my money. I've missed this.
Dropping his hand, he cracks his neck from side to side as he turns to step out onto the porch.
Just keep in mind, Sabrina, that the age-old phrase, better the devil you know, is a crock of shit. Like the rest of us, that little demon in your head has her own motives. You should always take anything that anyone tells you with a grain of salt. Ultimately, every story told is biased by the one telling it.
Chuckling as he descends the steps.
And in the company of nightmares, you can't trust what you see with your own eyes, as they aren't solely yours, are they? Even if you choose not to help us for our sake, at least do yourself a favor and consider what this predicament we're in means for you. Our kind will always be drawn to you now that there's nothing dampening Aurelia's power. They may not understand why, but they can sense that you have the ability to free them from their prisons. Whether you kill me or not doesn't change a thing in that regard.
Striding across the yard, he calls,
not that it holds any weight to you, but I give my word that I can coach you through how to free them without destroying the humans in the process. I've been planning this for hundreds of years, Sabrina. Do you really think all of my experimenting with that drug was simply to bypass the mate curse aspect and make the best of a bad situation?
He doesn't bother to turn around as he fades into the tree line at the edge of the clearing.
Take a few weeks to think it over. We have time yet. Even if you're growing stronger by the day, you still have a ways to go before you're able to do what we need, if your dramatic exit from Shadow Ridge is anything to go by. So in the meantime, decide what kind of life you want to live. One at odds with yourself, always on the run, or a peaceful life where you can settle down with your mates and everything you deserve. When you have your answer, you know where to find me.
Chapter 2. Damien. My inner demon is furious, ranting and raving to the point I can't even hear myself think. Yet, when I can finally bring myself to speak, my voice is completely steady and calm. 2 minutes. Something splinters in my brain as the image of the man I strive to emulate my entire life fractures in front of me. You have 2 minutes to give me a damn good explanation, and save me the blissful ignorance bullshit this time. There's plenty you could have still clued me in on while glossing over the rest of it. Pity takes residence in my father's garnet eyes. Fucking pity. You were one of the few left that had any hope for a better future at all. I couldn't crush it, turn you into one of the depressed zombies like the rest of them. Bo is the first to shift back, yanking Sabrina away from Hunter to crush against his chest and setting off a chain reaction of the others shifting back. Reed's indignant scoff is coupled by Hunter's demand of, "Were you under his influence all this time? Ash fucking with your head like the rest of us?" His whispered reply echoes like a shockwave, rendering not only the entire room silent, but even the hitchhiker camped out in my brain. No. It lasts for all of a heartbeat before my volatile counterpart surges to the forefront and snaps our hand out to wrap around my father's throat, slamming him against the nearest wall. "So you knew." The last remaining framed photograph on the wall crashes to the ground, the glass shattering. "All this time, you knew what he was doing to me, to us, and you stood by and you did nothing?" Sabrina fused my warring halves together to where I finally felt whole, even if it's been a whole lot of heartache at times. But right now, I've never felt so detached. Lost. I'm honestly relieved that there's someone in my head to take control, allowing me the mercy of falling apart for a few minutes without letting anyone else down. "What would you have me do?" He doesn't fight me, and somehow that actually makes it worse. "You've seen what the man's capable of, how he can manipulate everyone he comes in contact with or without his abilities. He's conned thousands of people into doing unforgivable things long before you were born, and by the time we realized how he used us, it was too late. We're cursed in so many ways, Damien. Imprisoned, jumping through hoops for the chance at a mate, immortal unless our bodies are injured beyond repair." My ears perk up at that bit, and I nearly ask the question on the tip of my tongue before realizing the answer myself. I've never seen a wolf die of old age. Our lives are too brutal to reach old age. And the females whose mates precede them in death? They may choose to follow them into the grave, or take new mates. But once their second set has fallen, they don't have the will to go through that agony again. They die of broken hearts as much as we die when losing ours. Unless you have something to make your life worth living, immortality is the greatest curse of all. Trapped in a state of perpetual, never-ending pain. Sabrina settles a hand on my arm, and the raging monster lurking beneath my skin stills immediately. Agonizingly slowly, he removes one finger at a time until he's released his death grip on my father's throat, taking a step away. Dad scrubs a hand over the red marks, growing more resigned as the minutes tick by. Clenching and unclenching our fist, my inner demon assuages a fraction of his indignant fury by finally wrapping an arm around Sabrina's waist, pulling her tightly into our side, and taking a couple of slow, deep breaths, leeching off of her presence. The only thing in my life that needs to make sense, I already have. Her. The rest simply needs to be endured. Ash's power. How does it work exactly? The cold demand falls from my mouth without my influence, and it's a harsh reminder that I need to pull myself together when it doesn't upset me like before. As opposed to the last time.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?